Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
This is 5 Minute Friday.
I love this quote from Leo Tolstoy, who says, "The two most powerful warriors are patience and time." Patience is what builds greatness. The more people I interview who have been on this earth for a long time, they talk about this as one of the key factors, is showing up consistently over time while paying attention to detail and thinking long term. The more we can delay gratification, the science is proven that you will create more greatness and more success over time if you can continue to delay the gratification. And in that process, build up your skills, your experience, your expertise, and relationships over this longer period of time. These are some of the most important keys to success. And if you don't have the results you're looking for right now, you might be tempted to rush things to try to succeed as fast as possible. I'm telling you, this is a recipe for disaster. Rushing leads to mistakes, oversight, or missing better ways to do things. You've got to be patient. I am the most impatient human being, and whenever I make decisions based on a lack of patience, it's usually the wrong decision, and it hurts me far greater than if I just waited a little bit longer to be able to be ready for that decision or to make that action happen. So here are a few ways to stay patient when you aren't successful yet. The first thing is, I want you to look at your trajectory. Take a look in the mirror right now and ask yourself, if I keep up my current actions, my habits, and my daily growth, will I reach my goal and succeed at some point? If it's a no, then something's got to change right now. You can't take these shortcuts to get big results. You've got to change something. You've got to optimize actions, habits, thoughts, and daily growth in order to achieve what you want. But if the answer is yes, then keep doing what you're doing. It's working. It's just going to take some time. The second thing is to find little wins. I remember when I launched my podcast thinking one day I would love for this to reach 100 million people, 100 million downloads. It'd be crazy. But I launched it with one interview and one download, thinking to myself, man, this is going to take a long time. It took about 6.5 years to get there. But here's the thing. Once you get there, things start to compound. It's doubling almost every year now, as opposed to taking 6 years to get there the first time. And maybe you conquered a fear or improved on one of your shortcomings, or maybe it's just launching something and getting it started. These little wins can keep you motivated when you haven't yet achieved your big goals. The big goals are great to keep you moving in that direction, but don't expect this thing to happen overnight. Find the little wins. And the third thing is to enjoy the present process. When I look back at the times on my sister's couch when I'm scrapping around with a cast on my arm, begging people for food, learning something, overcoming a challenge, walking everywhere because I didn't own a car, all these things, I look back at it as some of the greatest moments. Embrace the day-to-day grind, the challenges. Embrace it because that's where you grow the most. When you've got all the success in the world, it's harder to find ways to grow. But when you're in that process and you haven't really succeeded yet, embrace it. So you don't feel the need to succeed as fast as possible. Enjoy that process. Find happiness before success. When you are happy in the moment, even though you're not satisfied, even though you're not completely fulfilled because you haven't accomplished your goal, that's okay. You can still be happy because happiness attracts more abundance and opportunities to happiness. You're going to feel much happier at the end of the day if you weren't unhappy in the process of getting there. So these are three key things you can think of on your journey. You've got to stay patient. And here's a reminder, stay patient and humble even once you've found some success. There's nothing I despise more than when someone I've met who wasn't successful, then later in life they were successful and they weren't nice or humble in that process. And this quote puts it best. Two things define you: your patience when you have nothing and your attitude when you have everything. My friend, I know you're on a journey. Some of you have achieved incredible results, and some of you are reinventing yourself, and some of you are just getting started. Wherever you are, enjoy that process. Stay patient. greatness is coming to you. And if no one has told you lately, you are loved, you are worthy, and you matter, my friend. And you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.